Hello, I'm Aaron Lohr, and this is the Endocrine News Podcast. The Endocrine Society made news recently by launching a new online-only open-access journal called JCEM Case Reports, which is dedicated to clinical cases in endocrinology. What can we learn from case studies, and what does this journal have to offer? To answer those questions, my guest today is Dr. Bill Young. Dr. Young is the Tyson Family Endocrinology Clinical Professor and Professor of Medicine in the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He is also the editor-in-chief of JCEM Case Reports. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Young.
Aaron, I'm delighted to be with you today and share some of the excitement around our new journal.
Excellent. So in a world full of journals, how is JCEM Case Reports unique? What sets it apart from other journals?
Our mission is to provide a forum for internal medicine residents, endocrine fellows, junior faculty, to publish clinical studies. In addition, we want clinicians in practice to share their interesting cases, either as a case report or as an image in endocrinology. So JCEM Case Reports is a new open access online only journal. We recognize that many article submissions will be from clinicians in training. Our editorial team is charged to evaluate the methodologic quality of case reports and work with authors to optimize their submissions with respect to case selection, ascertainment, causality, and reporting. Our associate editors are from three continents and six countries, and our editorial board has 180 members from 34 different countries. Wow. And our journal's a little bit different, and that all the peer review will be done by those 180 editorial board members, and they all understand the mission of our journal.
Can you tell us a bit about the importance of case reports to the field? Why is it wonderful to have a journal fully dedicated to case reports?
Original case reports can provide valuable insights and clinical nuances that you're just not going to find in a large case series or a clinical trial or our clinical practice guidelines. So detailed descriptions of individual patients can have a profound impact on medicine and has done so over the last 80 to 200 years. The initial discoveries of many disorders have been through case reports. For example, the first description of sickle cell anemia was a single patient. First description of the gland that I favor, the adrenal gland, for example, pheochromocytoma, a single patient. Primary aldosteronism, a single patient. So almost every major medical disorder was initially described as a case report. Case reports can also deepen our understanding of endocrine disorders, enhance our clinical skills, and suggest potential useful areas of future research.
So as the first editor-in-chief of JCEM Case Reports, I can tell you clearly value them. Can you tell us how studying or publishing case reports has personally helped you in your career?
So Aaron, many of my best teaching and learning opportunities have been based on the care of individual patients with perplexing or challenging clinical scenarios. For example, when I was an internal medicine resident, my very first clinical publication was a case report, and it was describing a patient with a pituitary gland disorder that was a diagnostic conundrum. Caring for that patient and writing the report helped ignite my interest in pursuing a career in endocrinology. I think far too often, clinical pearls that we can learn from managing difficult clinical situations are never shared. JCEM Case Reports will be the forum for clinicians to pass on these valuable clinical insights. You mentioned that I must value case reports, and that's really true. I mentioned that my career in endocrinology started with a case report. I still publish case reports. And in fact, just this year, I co-authored a book, and the book is entitled Adrenal Disorders, 100 Cases from the Adrenal Clinic. So my enthusiasm for case reports has not stopped.
I imagine as people listen, that enthusiasm will become contagious, and some folks will be wondering what sort of submissions will JCM case reports welcome.
We welcome educational clinical cases that are well described, have clear learning points, and are of special significance to early career endocrinologists and members of the endocrine care teams. We're particularly interested in exploring ways to effectively diagnose and treat endocrine conditions in regions where there may be limited clinical resources. These cases can have important implications for a much wider audience. We also encourage clinicians to submit case reports on common endocrine disorders with unique diagnostic or ethical or management challenges. In addition, we're keen to publish cases on rare endocrine disorders that present with new associations, unexpected findings, or on unanticipated treatment responses. So for our journal, case report articles could be one patient, two patients, up to three patients. And then our second article category is images in endocrinology. So images demonstrate what the clinician sees in the exam room or on their computed imaging system. Images in endocrinology might be a rare endocrine disorder or unusual or interesting educational image of a common endocrine disorder. Think of the type of physical exam finding or computed image that you see in the office that has so much educational value that you run down the hall to find a colleague to share it with. We want those to show up in JCM case reports. Keys to a successful image submission: if it's a patient photograph, it needs to be a high-quality patient photograph. For the computed imaging scans, they also need to be high quality and highlighting the key features of the image. And with all images in endocrinology, there needs to be a figure legend that clearly describes the clinical context, physical exam findings, and the computed image. As with all of our articles, we need signed consent from the patient where any identifying information will be provided.
We mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that the journal will be open access. Why was it important to make JCM case reports open access?
Well, open access is part of our effort to make the journal easily accessible to clinicians from across the world. Nothing's more frustrating than going into PubMed, clicking on a link, takes you to the journal, and you're blocked. You can't see the article. They want you to pay so much money to see the article. That's not going to be the case at JCM case reports. In addition to being open access, laboratory values will be presented in SI units and conventional units. So no matter where you are in the world, the laboratory values will be very familiar. It should be clear to all readers and authors that JCM Case Reports really is an international journal.
I also understand there are some very nice author benefits for publishing in JCM Case Reports. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so the peer review is rapid. It's not good enough just to be rapid. It has to be rapid and high quality. As I mentioned, we're not sending our submitted manuscripts off to just anyone. It's to a group of 180 editorial board members that they all understand the mission of our journal. So it's a rapid and high quality peer review. We provide that continuous online publication once an article has been accepted and has been formatted in journal style, it will appear online. So this gives immediate free global availability to all readers. There's a flat article processing charge. We abbreviate APC. There are no other charges to the authors. The APC is reduced for Endocrine Society members, and it's deeply discounted for early career and in-training members.
I imagine at this point, everyone listening is hopefully eager to want to add their contributions to the journal. So how can they submit their clinical case?
So Aaron, it's pretty straightforward. If you're a member of the Endocrine Society, just go to the Endocrine Society website, and there are links to all of our Endocrine Society journals there. If you want to go straight to the journal, I can give you the address. It's https://academic.oup.com/JCEMCR. When you get there, all authors are required to use a uniform manuscript template that includes tips on how to polish their manuscript. Manuscript sections include an introduction, case presentation, diagnostic assessment, treatment, outcome and follow-up, discussion, and it concludes with bulleted key learning points. An optimal case report is factual, concise, well-organized, presented clearly, and easily readable. In fact, on that website, I have a short how-to video in terms of how to use that template to prepare your manuscript and many of the keys to a successful submission.
So for those of you who are out there driving your car, running around, and don't have a chance to jot down that address that Dr. Young just shared, rest assured we will link to that in the episode description for today. So you'll see that link and also the link to the video that Dr. Young just described. So what are your hopes for the journal's future?
We aim for JCM case reports to be at the top of the reading list for clinical endocrinologists and endocrine care providers, and to become the preferred forum to share challenging cases and disseminate valuable clinical pearls to busy clinicians. We're especially eager to encourage article submissions from aspiring endocrinologists, from endocrine trainees, early career endocrinologists, and basically all endocrine care providers. I don't care how senior you may be. If you find a fantastic case where you've learned something, you should share that. And this is the perfect forum to share it. By the way, the very first issue of our journal is now online. It's the January 2023 issue of JCM Case Reports. As I've mentioned, it's going to be a rolling publication process. And as of today, we have 21 articles online that readers can start accessing.
It sounds like the journal is off to a great start. And if you're listening and you're inspired to contribute, make sure you check out that link. I think we're out of time for today. So let me say a big thank you to Dr. Young for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. I've enjoyed it. I'm glad I could share some of this information with your listeners.
And that's all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Dr. Young about the Endocrine Society's new journal, JCEM Case Reports. If you'd like to learn more about the journal and submit your own research, check out the link we're including in today's episode description. Is there a topic you'd like to hear us cover on the podcast? Let us know by sending your idea to podcast@endocrine.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Endocrine News Podcasts are a free service of the Endocrine Society. To learn more or to become a member, visit the Society's website at www.endocrine.org.